Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We were expecting to be preempted during the last part of our broadcast today for live coverage of the Senate Judiciary Committee vote in Washington on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. But after Democrats decided to boycott the hearing, the majority Republicans decided to move up the schedule, and that vote has already happened. Nevertheless, we thought it was still a good opportunity to revisit our recent conversation on fall travel with Erica Zazo, who shared with us some great ideas for your next fall adventure or road trip in Illinois and other parts of the Midwest, and how to do it safely. Zazo is a freelance outdoor travel writer who's a frequent contributor to Backpacker and Group Tour magazines, among others, as well as the Chicago chapter lead of Mappy Hour, a meetup group for people who live in the city and love the outdoors. Here now is that conversation. Hello, Erica. It's good to have you back on the 21st.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Super glad to be here.
Yeah, and you know, one of the people whose Twitter accounts makes me question my own life choices. the great outdoor photos you're always posting. So, Eric, I do want to start with something you posted on Twitter yesterday. You tweeted a very fall-esque photo. It's your feet up in the air on a ski lift chair in a hilly, if not mountainous, area with trees turning beautiful colors below, a lake in the background. Where is this?
Yeah, that's actually the first time I've been on a chairlift, not in the snow. So it was a unique experience. But that's up in a place called the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness Area. It's in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on the very western side of the peninsula, Upper Peninsula. And that was actually at the Porcupine Mountain ski area. You can actually take a chairlift there in between hikes or before you get out in the woods and take the chairlift to the top. And my favorite time there is the fall because the colors are just spectacular to see. And also you get a huge sweeping view of Lake Superior out when you're coming down the chairlift on your way out.
Yeah. And obviously a chairlift seems a very socially distant activity among things people can be choosing to do at this time.
Yeah. You can't pass up the chance to be outside in open air and, riding with that kind of view. So definitely recommend taking that drive up to the UP if you're looking for beautiful views of Michigan.
Yeah. Okay. So trees here in central Illinois, where we originate the 21st, are still mostly green. You're beginning to see a little bit of brown creeping in here and there. But when is peak foliage season in Illinois and, the northern parts of Illinois?
Yeah, specifically in Illinois, north and central Illinois, this year they're predicting, and they are the Weather Channel is predicting early October. Probably around the 5th, so just at the end of this weekend or early next, and then through the 12th. So early to mid-October is north and central Illinois, and the south will see color mid to late October. So that's about the 12th through the end of the month for central and southern Illinois.
Okay. So let's talk before we get into some travel and adventure ideas. I mean, we are still in the midst of a pandemic, so let's talk about safety, right? There are COVID-19 cases are increasing in some places. Can we review some responsible travel tips, especially when we're talking about road trips and going to communities and states that may not have the same safety standards that we're trying to adhere to in Illinois?
Yeah, totally. When I was on the show in the summertime, we talked about summer road trip travel and safety. And I talked about this idea of trying not to be a disruptive tourist and trying to avoid that. And what that means is just being mindful when you travel to other places and even in your hometown about, how can I do this mindfully and safely. So some of the things to keep in mind in the fall, I think, obviously, we're not going to be able to have the outdoor dining experience that we usually get to have when we travel in the warmer months. And also this, fall and winter, we'll have to go inside to get our food. So I'd recommend maybe factoring in, thinking about ordering to take home at your home base when you travel, and just change that mindset before you hit the road. So you maybe consider not eating indoors at a restaurant and just take that home. I also talked about traveling during the weekdays, which I still think will apply this fall. Places, especially in peak foliage, get a lot of foot traffic, especially outdoor hikes and, you know, places like the ski lift up in the Porcupine. So maybe using your vacation time wisely this fall to travel during the weekdays versus the weekend. And lastly, just continue to recreate with care. I think that means using your mask even when you're outside. For example, if you're passing a group of people on the trail, especially if you're walking opposite directions, you know, put that mask on, especially when you're around others, just for their safety and in consideration for everyone outside.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get on to some adventures. Where are you planning to go this fall? What's the inside scoop?
Yeah. A little bit further south, I'm planning a trip currently to get up to Door County, Wisconsin. It's a little bit further south than Porcupines, and it's another peninsula that juts out into Lake Michigan and Green Bay area.
The thumb on the glove, if you can picture a mask of Wisconsin, a map of Wisconsin.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're known for cherries in the summertime, but really fall there is all about apple picking and visiting orchards. So they've got a lot of parks there. Peninsula State Park is one of them. I jokingly call it like the Marriott of the outdoors. It has everything you could want and more. It's a very family, kid-focused park. It's got a golf course. It's got over 460 campsites that are all spread out, social distance, and it has a total of almost 4,000 acres of state park land. So it's a paradise for outdoor activities, and all the way up the peninsula, you've got bed and breakfast and restaurants and camping options for yourself.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about Midwestern fall adventures and road trips with our guest, Erica Zazo, a freelance travel writer and frequent contributor to Backpacker magazine, among others. Erica, one of your recent articles for Backpacker is 3 trail to taproom hikes to take this fall. And, you know, a lot of people are going to find that extra motivation of knowing there's a beer at the end of their hike. So can you share a couple of these hike brewery combinations for us?
Yeah. Another one up in Michigan, it's called Marquette, Michigan. They've got a spectacular set of breweries up there. My personal favorite are Barrel and Beam Brewery. It's all bottle-aged, bottle-conditioned beers. So instead of uniquely getting it out of a tap, you get it out of a bottle. And that's also a great way to take it home with you after your hike. So pairing that Barrel and Beam Brewery with a hike like Sugarloaf Mountain, for example, that has those sweeping views over Lake Superior, you can't really pass up. And one other option, which is kind of unconventional, and it fits in with the group that you mentioned I'm a part of, Mappy Hour, maybe taking a trip up to Chicago. And, you know, people don't typically think Chicago is, you know, the outdoor hub of the US, but surprisingly, there's a lot of trails here. So maybe thinking about something like Ryerson Conservation Area or North Park Nature Center, that's right in the city, and thinking about a brewery like Alarmist or Old Irving Brewery, or my personal favorite, Dovetail Brewery in Ravenswood. So yeah, think about outdoor adventures and beers you can take home after. And I think breweries and brewery tap rooms and trail pairings are one of my favorite things to do.
So another good fall option, it's apple season. You have some family-friendly recommendations for cider mills here in Illinois. What are those?
Yeah, it's funny because I realize that I talk about cider mills and not everyone exactly knows what I'm talking about. Maybe it's a Michigan thing. I grew up there. But cider mills or apple orchards, or, you know, you go there, you've got donuts and cider and you can pick pumpkins. So it's a very fall Midwestern activity that is just always great this time of year. So up in Northern Illinois, I'd recommend Royal Oak Farm Orchard. They've got an apple maze, you pick pumpkins. If you're looking for Central Illinois, Curtis Orchard is a family run, more historic orchard. It's got a kid-friendly vibe with a petting zoo. And also like pre-picked pumpkins if you're not up for like trekking out into the field to get your selection. And then lastly, Eckert's Country Store and Farms. It's in Milstead, Illinois. It's just east of South St. Louis. And this is actually the largest U-pick apple orchard in Illinois. And it's actually 175 years old, which is kind of cool to think about how long people have been going there to pick apples. So really, if you're just searching online in your area, I hope you can find an apple orchard near you, because it's a fun outdoor experience to squeeze in before we're inside this winter.
It's probably worth checking too if you have like a taste for a certain type of apples. Me, I'm partial to jazz apples myself. But when you do go to an orchard, you, like a lot of apples only have like one or two weekends or a week period where they might be in season, right? You got to kind of plot that out. And some of these orchards have websites, I guess, where you can figure that out.
Yeah, totally. And my favorite form of eating an apple is via apple cider. And I'm partial, actually, surprisingly, to like a frozen cider slush. I'm not sure if you heard of those, but
no.
Yeah, there's lots of fun twists that these apple orchards are taking. So whether it's hot apple cider or fresh apple, I agree. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah. So you have some recommendations for Wisconsin too. You mentioned Door County a little while ago, but what else does Wisconsin offer in terms of fall adventures for Illinoisans?
Yeah, I talked about, again, a scenic driving route that runs through Wisconsin. If you just take your car and drive up through Wisconsin, you know, one of the best ways to see the trees too is just driving through those roads. So everything like the Great River Road in Wisconsin, all the way to the Door County Highway that takes you up the peninsula. I think maybe exploring some small towns and getting on the road to make a real road trip out of it is a great option. One other place too I wanted to call out is Cable, Wisconsin. It's a small town on the northwest side of the state. And it's a really awesome place because right when the trees turn and it starts to become winter, which you're not totally sure which season you're going to get up here in the Midwest, they've got options both for like snowshoeing if you've got a little bit of snow in late fall, as well as cool things like a small nature center, coffee shops. And it's kind of one of those places you want to escape to and just have one of everything you're looking for, be it a coffee shop or a pizza shop. So maybe consider some small town travel. And again, keeping in the mindset of doing it mindfully when you are visiting these towns, not to disrupt them. But yeah, Cable, Wisconsin is another great option to drive yourself on one of these scenic routes and have a great destination at the end.
Yeah. Okay. So we need to wrap up our conversation in a couple of minutes here, but last thing I want to ask you about, if people want to stay more local, you wrote a few pieces for the Chicago Tribune and Backpacker magazine on nearby trails, at least for people in the northern part of Illinois, in the northern part of our listening area, nearby trails and day hikes that are pretty close to Chicago. Can you share a few of those?
Yeah. A very popular one, which a lot of people recreate on, is the Des Plaines River Trail. The great thing about this trail is it's 56 miles long. So it actually kind of juts out northwest of the city. And you can kind of jump on at whatever point you'd like. And the forest preserve system in Chicago is extremely extensive. So zooming out on a Google map and finding the green space near the Des Plaines River Trail is a great option, really local to the city. Another couple of parks that are pretty popular are Starved Rock State Park, southwest of the city. But one little hidden gem that's less foot trafficked is actually Matheson State Park. It's right down the road from Starved Rock. So I always recommend doing a pairing of those two parks if you're making the trek out from the city.
Although they can get quite crowded on weekends. Those
totally.
Two in particular. Yeah. I love Matheson's got these canyons that you get one of those landscapes that you're like, oh, I didn't know Illinois had this when you're hiking through there. We're going to have to leave the conversation there. Our guest has been Erica Zazo, a freelance outdoor travel writer, also the Chicago chapter lead of Mappy Hour, a meetup group for people who live in the city and love the outdoors. Erica, thanks so much for coming back on the 21st today.
Yeah. Happy fall travel.
You too. That is all the time we have for today. Before we go, I want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We've been hearing interesting things from listeners, and it is informing our coverage. You can join it by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, the word is TALK to 217-803-0730. You can also stay up to date with us on Twitter. To follow us, just search for 21ST Show, that's 21st Show. We tweet out links with more analysis and background about what we've been talking about. All those links are Facebook, Twitter, the texting group, every other way to contact us is on our website, which is at 21stshow.org. You can also find all of our past shows there. And you can find us most places you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts and NPR One. Just search for The 21st. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan is our engagement producer, and our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Skullark, and Chantal Vaca. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.